Eternity Daily Bible Study, number 247. The speaker is John Edmonston. The series is Living in Christ, and this is number 8 in the series, Putting Off the Old Man. Eternity Daily Bible Study can be found online at www.aibi.ph/eternity. Our passage for today is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to 32. Therefore, putting away lying, let each man speak truth with his neighbour, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labour, working with his hands the thing which is good, so that he may have something to give to him who needs. Let not any filthy word go out of your mouth, but if any is good to building up in respect of need, that it may give grace to the ones hearing. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed until the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and tumult and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. In Ephesians chapter 4, up to this point, we have been talking about putting on the new man and taking off the old man. Today's verses, in verses 25 to 32, describe the behaviours of the old man that the Christian is to put away from their life. The basic thesis is that since we are a new person in Christ, and since this new self is created by God in righteousness and holiness, then unholy behaviour is incompatible with who we really are and must not be engaged in. The first of the old man's behaviours that we are to put away is lying, in verse 25. Lying is incompatible with the new self that is formed in the truth. We cannot tell lies for God or fib for evangelistic purposes. While a few Bible verses seem not to condemn lying in wartime or when life is in danger, on the whole, the Scripture condemns falsehood. I am very concerned about some undercover ministries that require Christians to live double lives. This is spiritually damaging. We need to live in the truth, openly but wisely, and not practice deception, even for a so-called good cause. In my opinion, if an environment is so hostile that we cannot go there openly as a Christian, then we generally should not go there. We either wipe the dust off our feet, which is the New Testament response to such hostility, since the workers are few, or we choose to go and we suffer the consequences of living openly. Or we find other means of going and witnessing, such as radio or literature or the internet. However, most lies are not altruistic, but just plain selfish, and they have little to do with good causes. Whether it is lying on a tax return, or lying about sexual behaviour, or lying about qualifications, or padding a resume, or lying in order to impress someone, lying is evil. The next section is putting away wrath, malice, and inappropriate anger, and this is covered in verses 26 and 31 of Ephesians 4. Verse 26 makes it clear that we can be angry for a short while and in a controlled manner. Be angry, but do not sin. When we are angry, it must be without abusive language, verse 29, or cursing, or engaging in witchcraft and casting spells as a result of our anger, which may be the meaning of giving place to the devil in verse 27. We are not to let anger put us into a state of turmoil, tumult, wrath or malice, or force us into behaviours such as cursing, engaging in casting spells, or engaging in witchcraft. This is evil and only works evil. James puts it this way in chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Therefore, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not work out the righteousness of God. Next, in verses 28, we are told to put away stealing. There are many ways that Christians can steal. Underpaying Christian employees is stealing from your workers, James chapter 5, verse 4. And, sadly, people steal from churches. According to the U.S. Center for World Missions, Global's mission statistics, dishonest treasurers pilfer more from church coffers than is spent on the entire world missions effort. Ecclesiastical crime costs us $18 billion a year, while the amount spent on world missions is $17 billion per year. That statistic can be found online at www.uscwm.org/mobilization_division/global_mission_statistics.html. Pilfering and financial dishonesty cost Judas and Ananias and Sapphira very dearly, and we need to realize that it is a common but very deadly sin. Instead of getting easy money through theft, Christians are to be constructive contributors to others, verse 28, working with their hands and earning their way. Next, putting away filthy speech, verse 29, and evil speaking with all malice, verse 31. We are never to speak words that are malicious, evil, or filthy. They are not to come out of our mouth. It is not cool to swear, neither does it make a point. Abusiveness, swearing, filthy talk, and crude jokes are never from the Holy Spirit. Rather, we are to work at speaking graciously, to build others up, not to tear them down or to defile them. Paul goes on to say, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Base, vile, and intemperate behavior grieves the Holy Spirit, along with malice, ill will, hatred, and strife. The flesh and the spirit are at war, Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. And God desires us for his own, so much so that the spirit becomes jealous if we love the world and its ways, James chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. This verse also tells us that God is personal and that the Holy Spirit is more than a mere force. Rather, he is a divine person who is sensitive to our spiritual state and who is pained when we relish sin. This Holy Spirit seals us until the day of redemption, verse 30. He is the mark upon our spirit that God recognizes. He is the seal upon the servants of God. God has put his mark on us, and that mark is a spirit of holiness. Our distinctiveness is our purity, our righteousness, our true identity. Therefore, since we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit and set aside for redemption by a holy God, then we should strive to live holy lives. Finally, the positives. Verse 25 tells us we are members of each other, joined in a spiritual unity. So to tear down a Christian is to hurt ourselves. So we should tell the truth to each other, as we would tell the truth to our own selves, verse 25. And to be tender-hearted, forgiving, kind, remembering that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us, so we also ought to forgive others. See also Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. The Holy Spirit is gentle and gracious, and the God-indwelt life will be kind and loving, not harsh and demanding. We must live as forgiven folk, soft in God, and glorying in the gospel, and free from all angry tumult of self and the clamor of ego. The new life beckons. Let us part with the old. Blessings. This is John Edmiston. See you tomorrow.